We begin the current daf Masechet Rosh Hashanah, daf Gimel. We begin 13 lines down on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, our Mishnah opened up with four different Rosh Hashanahs. And one of them is the Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim is from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's the beginning of Nisan. Now, the Gemara asked on the previous daf in Amud Beis, from where do we know that? So now the Gemara brought a Pasuk of Malachim Aleph that compared the Malucha of Shlema, the counting of the years, to the comparison to leaving Mitzrayim. And just like when they left Mitzrayim was counted from Nisan, because that's when they left, that's the Yom Tov of Pesach. So too, the counting of the Malucha of Shlema, which in regards to all kings, they count from Nisan. Now that the Gemara asked in the previous daf, how do we know that even Yitzis Mitzrayim, which is what we're comparing to the kingdom, to the counting of Malucha, is from Nisan? Maybe actually, although they left Mitzrayim in Nisan, but maybe when they came around for Tishrei, then it began year number two. And that's how the counting is, and therefore we should count the Malucha from Tishrei, not from Nisan. So that the Gemara says, no, it's not possible to say that we're going to be counting the kings from Tishrei, not from Nisan. And that's because, as the Gemara had brought different psukim to illustrate when it's talking about 40 years after they left Mitzrayim, two different stories in the Torah. And it has Av coming before Shvat, where they're both in the 40th year. And the Gemara proved that the story of Av came before the story of Shvat. And still we find that they're both being called in the 40th year. So obviously, Tishrei, which is after Av, is not starting a new year, because then they would have had Shvat in the 41st year. For the fact that they're both in the 40th year, obviously, you can't have Tishrei being as the new year. Now that's where our current daf continues on this. And that's so fine. So it's obvious that between Shvat and Av is not the beginning of a new year. So Tishrei, which is between the two, is not going to be the Rosh Hashanah for the kings. So therefore we said that, okay, so it's not Tishrei, so that's where we're going back to the default, that it's Nisan, because that's when they left Egypt, and therefore that's going to be how we know that the Rosh Hashanah Malachim is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But that the Gemara asks, Vayim Rosh Hashanah Iyar, maybe the Rosh Hashanah of the kings is Iyar, where that's not between the Chodesh of Shvat and the Chodesh of Av and Shvat. So it wasn't between those two, but maybe it became a new year once they got to Iyar, which although they left in Nisan, the next month was already a new year, and maybe that's it, and therefore the Rishon LaMalachim should also be Iyar. I think one says, Lo Yisa Gadaitach. He can't entertain that either, because there's a pasuk in Shemais that says, V'hi b'chedesh harishon, it was in the first month, b'shana hashenis in the second year, b'echad l'chedesh on the first day of the month, that hukam ha-mishkan, that the Mishkan was erected. So this was the second year after they had left Egypt, when they already put up the Mishkan. Now, this says another pasuk in Bamidbar that says, Vayihi b'shana hashenis, it was in the second year, b'chedesh hasheni, in the second month, which the pasuk there also says, b'esther machedesh, it was on the 20th of the month, was nala ha'anan me'al mishkan ha'edus, that the clouds had gone off had from the on top of the Mishkan ha'edus, on the Mishkan. Now, midikoi b'nisan v'kari le'shana hashenis, from the fact that the first pasuk is talking about Nisan, because it says that it's on the Chodesh Rishon, which is the first month is Nisan, and it's calling it the second year. Now, V'koi b'ir, now the second pasuk is talking about ir, because it says it's talking about the second month, V'kari la shana shniyah, and it also still calls it the second year. So Machla, the Rosh Hashanah, Lav Iyar, who is obviously the Rosh Hashanah is not Iyar, because then they wouldn't have called Iyar the second year, it would have called it the third year, because it would have moved up a year when it goes into Iyar. So obviously that from Nisan to Iyar doesn't begin a new year, and that's how we know the Rosh Hashanah for leaving Mitzrayim is not Iyar, and that's why we say that neither is for the Malachim, but the kings, rather it's going to be Nisan. So the Gemara says, fine. So it can't be between Shvat, it can't be between Av and Shvat, and it can't be either Iyar, but Ve'im Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Maybe Rosh Hashanah is not Nisan as we had explained the previous stuff, but rather it's Sivan. And that the Gemara says, Leisa Gadaitich, he can't entertain that either. The Chassidus says a different pasuk in Shemai. It says, B'chedesh HaShlish, in the third month, L'tzeis B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, when the Jewish people had left Egypt. Now, Ve'im Isa, if it were true that the Jewish people left Mitzrayim in Nisan, but when it comes time for Sivan, then the calculations of when they had left Egypt begins anew, it begins the next year. And again, that's why we would draw the parallel to the Hekesh and the Pasuk, which compares the king, the counting of the years of the king to the counting of the years of Mitzrayim, would also begin from Sivan. But then B'chedesh HaShlishi, so it should have said, as the Pasuk says, in the third month, but B'shana HaShenis, it should have added on in the second year, let's say, to when the Jewish people had left Egypt. That's what it should have said. Because it should have told us that now it's just entered a new year, because Sivan would be the new year. So obviously, neither is Iyar, neither is Sivan, and neither is anything from Av till Shvat going to be the new year for the calculations for leaving Egypt, or for the, and therefore, hence, for the counting of the kings. But the Gemara says, Fine. So we answered those questions. But we're still left with some holes over here that possibly could be the counting of leaving from Egypt, which would start the new year, which would then be the same for the counting of the kings, because of Emet Tammuz, Ve'im Av, Ve'im Adar. You could say all these different months where, as we explained, between Av and Shvat, it's not possible. Because as we explained in the previous stuff, and the fact that it was talking about Av and Shvat in the 40th year, and we know that the story of Av came before, so obviously that it doesn't beginning a new year in between those, but you still have the months of Tammuz, Av, and Adar, that they could be the beginning of a new year for the calculations of leaving Egypt, and then there would be the same thing for the Rosh Hashanah Melachim. So therefore, El Amar Rav Lezer says a different source. He says, Mahalcha, we could prove from here, the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim Beis, that will show us that the counting of the years for the king is from Nisan, because it says, V'yachel livnais b'chidesh hasheni, that he began the building in the second month, b'sheni in the second one, b'shnas arbal machusai in the fourth year of his reign, which is similar to what the Pasuk we had used originally to explain how we know the years of the king of Shlema, which was comparing it to Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Now we're learning it from a different source. This Pasuk will demonstrate to us that the counting of the years of the king begin by Nisan. We don't have to come onto that Pasuk that compares it to Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Because Yitzhak Mitzrayim itself, we don't really know when they count. It could be Adar, it could be Tammuz, it could be Av. Now, and that the Gemara proves the point, because my Sheni, what does the Pasuk repeat a second time in the second month? We already said B'chedesh HaSheni, then it says again B'Sheni. Lav Sheni Liyerech Shemayna B'Elam HaChusay. Isn't it obvious that it's talking about, it's the second month of when his reign begins, when he starts counting his years, which is in Nisan. So it wasn't just the second month of the year, because we count for the years, the months from Nisan, but that's even for the counting of his Malucha, which also begins from Nisan, and that's why we're saying that it was in the second month of the beginning of his reign. And that's how we know that Rosh Hashanah Melachim is from Nisan. Now, Maskev LaRavina, Ravina asked, how do you know that Basheni means the second month of his reign? Which means to say because the years begin in Nisan. Ve'im Yesheni B'chaydish, maybe it means the second day of the month, which it doesn't say over there in the Pasuk. It just says the month. It doesn't say the day of the month. Maybe that's what Basheni means. And I think more answers, but Im Kain, if that would be the case, Sheni B'chaydish B'hed Yehavakasabe. It should have written, as it always says throughout the Tanakh, it says Be'echad L'chaydish, it says Bashan Hashlish, Ba'asul L'chaydish, it says what it's referring to. It doesn't just say Basheni. It would have said Basheni L'chaydish. And from the fact that it doesn't say that, obviously it's not referring to the day of the month, but rather, again, the second of what? The second of the months of his reign, which begins in Nisan. But the Gemara still asks, fine, so it's not the second day of the month, but Ve'emi B'Sheni B'Shabbos, maybe it means the second day of the week, which would be a reference to Monday. How do you know it means the second of his reign? And that the Gemara gives two answers. We never find such a reference in the Torah to say that that's what it means over here, to say what day of the week it is, the Sheni B'Shabbos. Moreover, we equate the second Sheni, where it says the word B'Sheni, to the first Sheni, which it says in the Pasuk. And therefore, Ma'Sheni Kama Chedesh, just like the first Sheni was a reference to the month, where it said clearly that it was talking about B'Chedesh HaSheni, Av Sheni B'Asa Chedesh, so to the second Sheni is a reference to a month. Now, what month are we talking about? If it already says the second month of the year, it means the second month of his reign, because again, regarding the Shanim of Melachim, they begin anew in the Rosh Chedesh of Nisan. Now the Gemara says that Tanya Kava Seder Rabbi Yechanan. We have a Braisa that goes through the whole Cheshbon that we had started on the previous daf, all the way through to our current daf, beginning in how do we know the source for Rosh Hashanah Melachim is from Nisan, coming all the way through till where we ended up now from Rulazer, being that it's from this Pasuk that we said, where it says that it's Basheni, and that's how we know it's the second month. Where the Braisa goes through the whole thing. The Braisa begins, Minayin She'in Moin Lehem L'Melachim El Menisan. It asked the question that was asked by Rabbi Yechanan on the previous daf, how do we know that we count for kings from Nisan? Shenema, like it says in Pasuk Malachim Aleph, says, Vayhiba Shemayim Shana V'Abba Meir Shana. It was in the 480th year, Letzeitz B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, from when the Jewish people left Egypt, Begoyim, etc., where that's the end of the Pasuk, talks about the ruling, the years of Shlomo HaMelech, which that's where we equated the years of a king to the years of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, where just like Yitzhak Mitzrayim is from Nisan, so too is the years of a king. But however, the Braisa continues, which is what was the discussion in the previous staff. How do we know it wasn't Tishrei that we counted even by Yitzhak Mitzrayim, even though they left Nisan, but maybe by Tishrei it became the next year? Because it's a chesiv, it says a pasuk by Midbar, where that pasuk is talking about with the month of Av, where it says, V'yal Aharon HaKoyin al Harahar. The Aharon HaKoyin went up to Harahar, al pi Hashem, based on the word Hashem, begim, etc., and that's where he died. V'chsebin, this is a passing in Devarim, which was later on in the month of Shvat, and it still was in the 40th year. V'hibarbom shana, it was in the 40th year. V'ashti asa chaydish, in the 11th month. And that's how we see that obviously it cannot be Tishrei because we're having Av and then Shvat later on, and it was still in the same year. So obviously Tishrei, which comes in between them, did not begin a new year. Now, it says a pasuk in Devarim. Now, how do we know, and this is what the Bryce is continuing that conversation, how do we know that actually the story of Shvat happened after the story of Av? Maybe Aaron HaKohen, which was in Av, had died after that story that happened in Shvat. And that the Gemara, and that the Bryce brings, but says the pasuk in Devarim, that Achri HaKohen Sichin V'Goymer, that after he went and they killed Sichin, V'Oymer, and it says in the pasuk, V'Yishma Knani V'Goymer, where the pasuk of Achri HaKohen Sichin was by that story of Shvat, which means to say that they killed Sichin. Now, on the other hand, we can't say that that story of Shvat happened before the story of Av, because it says, V'yishma k'nani v'gaymer, that the k'nani heard. V'oymer, and it says in the pasuk, V'yiru kol ha'edu k'gav Aaron v'gaymer, that the entire assembly of the Jewish people saw that Aaron HaKohen had passed away. Now we had explained, well, what that means is that they v'yiru, they were seen. And the reason is because Aaron HaKohen died, that's where the Nana Kavod left, and that's where the Kanani thought they can go ahead and fight with the Jewish people. Now, as the Gemara had explained, that the Kanani are the same people as Sichin, and therefore we see that when Sichin was still alive, when Aaron HaKohen had died. And since Aaron HaKohen was in Av, obviously the story of Shvat, when the Sichin, when they were killed, the people of Sichin, obviously happened later, and therefore we know Av came before Shvat, and if Av came before Shvat, and it's still in the same 40th year, so obviously again, Tishrei couldn't have been. Now, V'Omer, but then the Braisa continues saying that fine, so it cannot be anything between Av and Shvat, but maybe the new year begins by Yitzis time of year, and then the same thing would be by Malachim. And that V'Omer says in the Pasuk, you can't say that. It says, it was in the first month in the second year. V'Omer, then there's another Pasuk that says, that it was in the second year in the second month. Obviously, it was still in the same year when you went from Nisan to Iyar, so obviously Iyar does not begin a new year for Yitzis Mitzrayim. But then the Gemara still asked, which our Braises continue their conversation. But V'Omer, but how do you know that it's not Sivan? Because it says in the pasuk, "B'chaydish Ashlish," in the third month, which is Sivan, let's say it's Bnei Yisrael when the Jewish people went out, B'goyim, etc. So therefore, it can't be Sivan either, because we're still continuing in the same year from Iyar. Now, however, the Braisa alludes to what was ultimately what the Gemara had retracted on this limud of Rabbi Yechanan and ended up learning from Rabbi Lazar, because it's still possible that it's Tammuz and Av or Adar. How do we know that that's not the beginning of the new year of Yitzis Mitzrayim, and therefore that would be the same for the Malachim? Therefore, the Bryce concludes, as Rabbi Elazar's source had concluded, V'Omer says in the Pasuk, V'yochel livnis v'gomer, that it began building, and it had that extra word, Basheni, which we said must mean the second month of his reign, which means to say that the month of Iyar is second to the beginning, which is Nisan, and that's how we know that Rosh Hashanah Malachim is from the Rosh Chodesh of Nisan. That ends the conversation of the source of how do we know that the Rosh Hashanah Malachim begins in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, that in Rechizah says, that Loi Shana, we did not learn that we count. And we explained already in the previous stuff what's the practical different halachic differences of when we count regarding documents, if it's predated or postdated, to know they were dated based on the years of the kings. So that Rav Chizkiah says, Lo'ichon, we didn't learn that we date the years of the kings from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, El Lamalchi Yisrael, that's only by the Jewish kings. Aval Lamalchi Umas Oilam, Mitish, actually by the non-Jewish kings, when we write on our documents according to their reign, we do it to actually start the year from Tishrei, not from Nisan. Shem, like it says a pasuk, the Sefer Nehemiah begins with these words. Divrei Nehemiah ben Chakalia. These are the words of the Nehemiah. V'hi b'chidish Kislev. It was in the month of Kislev. Shnas Esrim began the 20th year. Now, it says then in the second parak. So V'hi b'chidish Nisan was in the month of Nisan. Shnas Esrim l'artach shasta begaymer. It was in the 20th year of the king Artach Shasta. Now, on that, the Gemara proves, Medikoi b'kislev v'korele shnas Esrim, that the first pasuk, the beginning of the Sefer, opens up with the month of Kislev. It calls it the 20th year. V'koy ben Nisan, and then the pasuk afterwards, in other words, in the next chapter, is talking about Nisan, and still v'kar lishnas esim, and still calls it the 20th year. So mechala, the Rosh Hashanah, lam Nisan, who obviously the Rosh Hashanah for the non-Jewish kings, which is what Artaxerxes was, that it doesn't begin anew in Nisan, because or else it would have been in the 21st year, not in the 20th year, because it was Kislev, then Nisan, and Nisan was still in the 20th year, as Kislev was. And therefore, that's how we know that it must be from Tishrei, not from Nisan. Now that the Gemara asks, Bish Lemeheich, very well understood your proof you're trying to bring, that regarding to the second Pasuk, in other words, the beginning of the Perek Beis, we mefarish dal tachshasta. It explains that when we're counting the 20th year of what? Of the reign of the king Artaxerxes. But Elahai, but the first pasuk you're bringing, which opens up the Sefer Nechemiah, Mimai Dal Tachshasta, how do you know when it's referring to as the 20th year? That's a reference to the 20th year, the beginning of the reign of Tachshasta, Dilma, maybe, and we continue on to Amud Beis, that Leminyana Achrinahu, maybe it's for a different counting. In other words, who said, maybe Rishana of Al Malachim, even of non-Jewish kings, would be from Nisan. Now, the 20th year of Kislev was talking about something else, 20th year of some other event. And therefore, even if it could have been maybe the 19th year of Artaxerxes, and the second pasuk was talking about the 20th year of Artaxerxes because it began the new year in Nisan, how do you know to prove that Roshon Lamalachim of the non-Jewish kings would be from Tishrei? So Papa says, and we had alluded to this limit of a pub on the previous daf, that Shnas Esim L'Gzeri Shava, both of them say the 20th year, and we learn Gzeri Shava from that. Ma Hasam Artaxerxes, just like there, the second pasuk, the one of the second chapter, was in reference to the 20th year of the reign of Artaxerxes. Afoch Artaxerxes, here also it's a reference to Artaxerxes, and that's why we say that if they're both talking about the same reference, and Kislev was the 20th year, and then later came Nisan, and it was still in the 20th year, obviously Nisan does not begin anew, and it must be from Tishrei. But now the Gemara asks a question that it asked similar to on the previous stuff regarding when it was making the calculations, how we know that regarding the 40th year when they left Egypt, regarding what came first, the story of Av or the story of Shvat. So the Gemara asks, "Umeimai demaisa leKislev kadem." How do you know that the story of Kislev, which was the opening of Tzeiv and Nechemiah, that came first? Demaisa deNisan kadem. Maybe actually the story of Nisan, which was in the second parak of the Tzeiv and Nechemiah, maybe that came first, and therefore there's no contradiction. Of course they're both going to be called in the 20th year, because first came the story of Nisan, which began the 20th year, because Rosh Hashanah Malachim of even the non-Jew kings is the same as Jewish kings, and then later only came the story of Kislev. So I think where it says, you can't entertain that. They tell him, because learn the Braisa, that Devarim Sha'amr Chanani L'Nechemya B'Kislev, the words that Chanani said to Nechemya in Kislev, which was the first pasuk of the Sefer, which was the opening of Sefer Nechemya, Amr Nechemya Lamelech Benisan is what exactly Nechemya said to the king in Nisan, which was what was referenced in the second parak. And therefore we see that the story of Kislev happened before the story of Nisan. And that's how we know that obviously Nisan is not the new year, because then it would have been the 21st year. Must be Tishrei, as the Gemara illustrates. Dvarm Sh'amar Chanani L'Nechemya B'Kislev. The words that Chanani said to Nechemya were in Kislev. Shnim, like it says a pasuk, which again was the opening of a Sefer Nechemya. It says, Divin Nechemya M'Chakalya. These are the words of Nechemya, the son of Chakalya. Vahi b'chodesh Kislev. It was in the month of Kislev. Shnas es in the 20th year. Vani ha'yisi b'Shushan, and I was in Shushan, Habira, the capital of the city. Vayovei Chanani, and Chanani came. Now, Chanani was coming from Yerushalayim, because the people that went into Gullis had already gone back up to Eretz Yisrael in the days of Kairish. Now, they were there all the days of Kairish, and the days of Achashverosh. Now, Artaxerxes, who is the reference of what we're referencing here in the Pasuk in Nechemya, he was Daryavish, who he came after Achashverosh. The Beis HaMikdash was built in his days in the second year of Daryavish. Now, there were still many people that were still left over in Bavel. And Nechemya B'Chakalya was one of those. He was the Sahar Mashkim. He was in charge of the drink for the king in Shushan HaBir. So he said that Chanani came, Echad Mi'achi, one of my brothers, Hu V'Anoshim Yehuda, him and these other men came from Judea, from Eretz Yisrael. V'Sh'alim Al Yehud Ma'Pleit, and they asked him regarding the Jewish people that were left over over there. Ashenishra Minashevi, which were the remnants from the captivity, Val Yushalayim, I also asked him regarding Yushalayim. Vayimlin, they said to me, Hanisharim, those which are left over, Ashenishra Minashevi Shema Menina, which were remnants from the captivity there in the land of Eretz Yisrael, Baragadaylo Becherpa, in a really bad shape and really disgraceful. Vachemis Yushalayim Meferatzes, and the walls of Jerusalem are breached, Usharea Nitzu Be'esh, and her gates are lit on fire. Now, those were the words which Sefer Nechemya opens up. Now, that happened in Kislev. Now, that, as the Gemara said, that Amr Nechemya Lamelech Menisan, those were the same words which he transmitted then, Nechemya himself, to the king of Nisan. So, again, that's how we see that first came Kislev, then Nisan. And as we said, they're both the 20th year of the king, and must be therefore Kislev came first, and then Nisan, and must be that Nisan's not a new year, but rather as Tishrei. Now, Shenema, how do we know that this is what Nechemya said over to the king? It says in the beginning of the second parak in Sefer Nechemya, it says, Vehi b'chodesh Nisan, it was in the month of Nisan, Shnas Esrim l'Artaxerxes HaMelech, for the 20th year of Artaxerxes HaMelech, Yain l'fan of the wine was in front of him, Ve'esa Yain v'edna l'melech, and I lifted up the wine and I gave it to the king, And Nehemiah is saying that I wasn't in a bad disposition in front of the king. However, in spite of that, the king told me, why does your face look bad? You're not ill. This is only because of the wickedness of the heart. Nehemiah says, I was very afraid. And I said to the king, the king should live forever. Why shouldn't my face be downcast? Because the city, based Kivras Avaisai, which is the burial place of my forefathers, Chavreiva is destroyed, Ushareh Uchla Be'esh, and her gates are consumed by fire. Which again, this is what he's transmitting, what he heard from Hanani. Now he's saying this over later on in Nisan to the king. Now, V'yimalei HaMelech, the king told me, Nehemiah says, Amazat Mavakesh, what do you seek? V'spal Elekei Shemayim, and I dive into the God of the heaven. V'yimalei HaMelech, and I said to the king, Imal HaMelech Taiv, if it's good by the king, and if your servant finds favor in your eyes, that you should send me to Judea, you should send me to Eretz Yisrael, to the city where my fathers are buried, and I will rebuild it. And the king told me, and all the while the Hashegel Yosheves Etzlai, and the Shegel, which the Gemara later on will explain what that's a reference to, was sitting next to him. And he said, how long is it going to take for you to go, and how long is it take for you to come back? And Nehemiah says, and it found favor in the eyes of the king. He sent me, and I gave him a time. How long is it going to take for me to go and for me to come back? Now, so obviously, this is the conclusion of the Gemara, that obviously that Nisan happened second, because he was saying over what he heard himself in Kislev from Hanani, that the disarray and the bad state that Eretz Yisrael was and the Jewish people over there. And therefore, it must be that, again, as we said, that Tishrei is the new year for the non-Jewish kings and not Nisan like it is for the Jewish kings, because it was already in Nisan and it was still from the year from before in Kislev. However, Masav Rav Yosef, Yosef asked on this from the following pasuk in Chagai. The pasuk says, "B'yem there's in the 24th day of the month, Bashishi in the 6th, B'shnashtayim l'dayavish in the 2nd year of Dayavish." Now, Chsiv, it says then in the next parak, in parak Beis of Sefer Chagai, it says, "Bashvi in the 7th, B'shnashtayim in the 2nd year." Now, although Rashi says actually these words B'shnashtayim doesn't say in the pasuk. However, the reference would be to the pasuk that was quoted before, where it says that it was in the 2nd year. So here also it was continuation of the 2nd year, but it doesn't actually say these words in the pasuk. Be'esrim be'echal chedish in the 21st of the month. Now, the Gemara says, and this is the question: Ve'im Isa, if it's like you're proposing that the new year for the non-Jewish kings is from Tishrei, then Bishvi, when it says then in the next pasuk, in other words, the later on pasuk in the 2nd parak, that it was in the 7th month, which is a reference to Tishrei, Bishnas Gimel Mebayle, it should have gone up a year. It's in the 3rd year now already. Because when it was talking about before, it was in the 2nd year. Now when it moves up to Tishrei, which you say begins a new year, it should have been the 3rd year. So Amar Bava Ravo answers the question. He says, Kairish Melch Kashahaya. Kairish, who that's what the pasuk there is referring to with the Pasuk Mechagai, he was a kosher king, which means that he was an upstanding person. And actually, that's why he was called Kairish. It's the same letters as Kasher. And that's what his name testifies about him. And Lefikach Manu Lekamach Yisrael. And that's why, you're right. Although non-Jewish kings, they usually count by Tishrei. But since he was a kosher person, he was upstanding. That's why they counted him as Jewish kings, which was from Nisan. And that's why even though it went to Tishrei, it still remained in the previous year. Because they counted him from Nisan, not from Tishrei. Now, Maskev Yisrael asked, however, on this answer. Chada, first of all, the Imkain, if you're saying that Kairish, they counted from Nisan and not from Tishrei, even though he's a non-Jewish king, but Kasher Kerad Dadi, but then there's a contradiction of Pesukim. Because the Chsiv, there's a pasuk in Ezra that says, V'sheitzi b'yisadina, and the Beis HaMikdash was completed, Ad Yom T'las L'Yarech Adar, until the 3rd day of the month of Adar, Dihi Shnath Sheis, this was the 6th year, L'malchus D'Yavish Malka, to the king, to the reign of the Yavish, the king. Now, Batanya, we learn in the Braisa, that Ba'isa's man, that same time, Lashon Haba, in the coming year, which obviously has to be now the 7th year of his reign, which again, if you're taking Adar in the 6th year, going a year later, will be this 7th year of his reign, says, Allah Ezra mi Bavel v'galusa imay. That's when Ezra went up from Bavel, together with all the exiles that had been in Bavel. They all came up with him at that point in time. Now, Chsiv, it says a pasuk in Ezra, V'yavi Yerushalayim v'chidish chamishi. So he came up in Adar, the 7th year of the reign of Dariavish. Now, later on, when he finally came up to Yerushalayim, was in the 5th month, which is Av, Hishnas Hashviz Lamelch. That's the seventh year of the king. Now, Vim Isa, if it's true that you're counting for Kairish because he's a Melch Kasher from Nisan, then Shnas Hashminis Mibailei. This should have been the eighth year of the reign of Daryavish because you already passed Nisan if you're ready by Av, because you're ready in the fifth month. And from the fact that it's still counting it as the seventh year, must be we don't count from Nisan for him, but rather we only count from Tishrei. Void, and moreover, another challenge is that we're actually talking about Daryavish. What's the answer you're telling me from Kairish, that he was a Melch Kasher, and that's actually why he was called Kairish? And that's why you're trying to say that for him we count from Nisan. And we're talking about Daryavish, and Daryavish is a non-Jewish king who wasn't necessarily Kairish or Kasher, and therefore we should count from Tishrei. As the Gemara says, me dummy, how can you compare what you're trying to say? Hasam, Kairish, Hacha Daryavish. There what you're trying to prove to me, that he was Kasher, is Kairish. Here we're talking about Daryavish. So that the Gemara first answers the second question. Now, that's not a difficulty, because Tanur learned the Braisa, who Kairish, in other words, although there was a Melech called Kairish, who came before Achashverosh, and only after Achashverosh came Artaxasta, who was also known as Daryavish, the Daryavish who came after Achashverosh was also called Kairish. And that is, who Kairish, who Daryavish, who Artaxasta, they're all the same person, they're all the same king. Now, as the Gemara explains, so why do you have all these different names? Kairish was Shemelech Kasher, he was called Kairish, even though it wasn't his name, because he was an upstanding king. Artaxasta, why did he have that name, Al-Shem Achusa, because of his kingdom, because all the kings had that title of the kingdom. U'mashmayim, what was his name? Daryavishmayim was really his name. So that's not a challenge, what we're comparing from, that Kairish was Kasher, and therefore, to answer the question we asked from the Pesukim of Chagai, which sounds like that it's not Tishri, but Nisan, oh, because he was a Melech Kasher, that's why it's Nisan. But the Gemara says, fine, but Mikamakam Kasher, we're still left with the first question that was asked, that it should have been the eighth year, not the seventh year, because since he's saying for him we count from Nisan and not from Tishrei, so once you're ready in the fifth month, you're ready past Nisan, it should have gone up a year. So now Rav Yitzchak is like Kasher, not a contradiction. Because Kan, when did we say that we count for him from Nisan because he's a Melech Kasher? Koidim Shehechmetz. That's before he, so to speak, soured, before he became a Rasha. Kan, La'achar Shehechmetz, here, where then the calculations are not going to count an eighth year, even though he passed Nisan, but rather the counting will be from Tishrei, as all non-Jewish kings are, is after that he spoiled, after he became wicked, and that is when Ezra had already gone up to Eretz Yisrael. At that point in time, he already spoiled, he wasn't as a Melech Kasher anymore, and that's why it switched. So therefore, this resolves the contradictions. Although the non-Jewish kings are counted from Tishrei, but yet we find the non-Jewish king that we count from Nisan is because he was a Melech Kasher. A Melech Kasher, we counted him as the Jewish king counting from Nisan. Although that same king we find somewhere else that obviously is not from Nisan because it was still in the seventh year, even though he passed Nisan, it must be it's counting from Tishrei as the non-Jewish kings. It was because at that point in time he already spoiled, he already soured, and therefore he reverted back to the status of the non-Jewish kings, and therefore they, when they counted as the years of his reign, was actually the years of Tishrei as a regular non-Jewish king, and not as the other Pesukim had him counted from Nisan as the Jewish kings.